take that deep breath through your heart and just enjoy, just pure enjoyment of this moment. So let's take another journey. Then I invite you to join me on a journey that really has been for me a lifetime. A journey that was really trying to understand an experience of a moment, and that has proved to be a journey into the experience and awareness of our spiritual hearts. The experiences that started me and that taught me along the way, some of you are aware of from my books or talks. And each time I go into those experiences, part of what I find is that each time I get to see a little deeper into the states of consciousness that are there. And as I invite you on, join me on this journey, I invite you to look at what is the state of consciousness that's manifesting? What is the expression of the awareness of that being at that moment? The awareness and what it's creating. One of my understandings of our journey is that it is that journey that is constantly inviting us into greater states of awareness. And my kind of awakening to that dynamic within us really occurred in the experience of my life where my wife had been murdered and I was at the place of trying to deal with that. And at the same time that was taking place, I was also suddenly a single parent of a little girl not yet a year old. And the state of consciousness that was there was one of great emotional turmoil, of the struggle to not put myself deeply into the anger and hatred towards the person who had taken this life. Because what I found was I wanted to be focused on the experience of love for my wife, not anger for this person. And you can't be in both places. And so that struggle was constant for me. And the great experience of pain and loss. That was one struggle taking place within me. But even more important than that was that here was a little baby whose entire world had suddenly disappeared, her mother. And she needed all the love and care that I could give. And in that state of grief and hurt and anger, there's not much room for love in that world. So I was in a state of great emotional confusion and chaos. And I share this because we all end up in states of emotional chaos. And some of them, like this moment, are extreme events in our lives. And some of them are just ordinary, everyday things where our feelings are hurt, our expectations are dashed. We experience rejection and disappointment in different ways. And those are very real to our lives, and they create emotional chaos for us. So in trying to deal with this and having no idea, I was somewhere in my 20s at the time, I went into that place of which I think of most positively as desperate prayer. And just asked for help. Now, I couldn't ask outside because I had no idea if there was anything outside. But in that experience, in that asking, something happened. Not immediately. It was 2-3, maybe even a month later, because I think Lisa had her first birthday. And she and I were playing, and I got up from the floor where I was playing with her and sat on a couch. And suddenly, I was overwhelmed with love. It simply filled my being. So much so that I was unaware of anything else. I lost awareness of the baby, of the couch, of my body. It was amazing. It was blissful. It was beautiful. There's no way to describe it. And at the end of it, when suddenly I found myself there sitting on a couch, peaceful. I don't know if glowing is a feeling, but it may be a way of describing what was there. And little Lisa was playing quietly on the floor. Now, what I came to recognize in the days and weeks after that was that the emotional chaos was gone. There was peace. I wasn't even interested in thinking about the person that had taken that life. I didn't feel resentment and I didn't feel hatred. Somewhere in that experience that we now identify as, you know, when our resentment towards someone for an action has disappeared and we no longer feel that, we're at peace, that we call forgiveness. That had taken place. Now, I wondered how deep it was because I wanted to know. So some months later, I met him at the state mental institution. And I was at peace. The pain of loss, there was still pain. And the loss was still very real in my life. But it no longer controlled me. I could move into my love for this little child and be with her in the way that I wanted to be with her. Now, what I realized, something happened there. And part of my journey became a journey to understand what took place. And as I spent more and more time with people, supporting them in their spiritual growth, what I realized is, these experiences of emotion or turmoil are in us all the time. They're constantly going on. They're constantly catching our mind and taking us into places where we're not at peace. We aren't in touch with our wisdom. We're upset and uncomfortable. And that is no different than what I experienced. What I experienced was an extreme event, and everything around it was extreme. But you've had extreme events. You've had those experiences in your own way, and that they aren't really different from the ordinary everyday. We go through that. But something showed up that took me into a different state of consciousness, a state of consciousness of peace, of harmony. And I came to recognize of deep wisdom and understanding for what was taking place in my life and how to respond to it. So I set out to find out, what was it and how do you get there? And it's so interesting as I got the years to study, and I think that's part of why I moved into the world of being in supporting people spiritually, was gave me more time to study and look for those answers. And you know, there's answers of all different sorts, and you know, some are pretty good and some are not much help. And some are very involved in religion and ritual, and some are kind of psychological. And the truth is, I didn't find any of them very effective. Not in the midst of the experience where it's happening. I found some helpful. And that's why I was so surprised when eventually I found the greatest effectiveness in my answers in science rather than spirituality and religion. That's what connected me with the Institute of Heart Math. And there they began to describe changes within our biophysical nature that were consistent with the changes that I had gone through. And they began to describe changes within the emotional nature that were consistent with that. And so when I looked, I began to take these things that they had discovered about how we change, how we transform. Their understandings came back to that there, when we connect with the heart, and by connection they mean a very specific change that takes place within our heart. When that takes place, we step into really a different state of being. Now, they describe that in biophysical and emotional and cognitive terms because that is what they could measure. Now, when I looked at it, I understood it in spiritual terms, because what I saw was they had identified the access code that connects us with our heart. And when we connect with our heart, this amazing power and presence of our spiritual being shows up. And when it shows up, our chaos, our anguish is transformed, because it has the power to do that. We're transformed. Suddenly, we are at a different state of consciousness. Now, think back to the week's favorite emotional chaos. That one, yeah. Okay. Are you willing for it to transform? Okay. Now, what I discovered as I worked with their materials, not only is it possible to take a hold of that access code, but it's not difficult. Now, it does take some real focus, and it's a skill that develops. But it also happens very quickly. Now, for me on that couch, how did I get to the access code? Because something had to happen there that put me in touch with my heart. So I went back and looked at, wow, there was this beautiful feeling. But just before that feeling, something had happened. I'd gotten up from playing with the baby, and the baby went on playing. Only I couldn't see who she was playing with. And she was happy as I used to see her when she'd play with her mother, and she would reach out and be touched, and her face was just aglow, and she was delighted playing with someone I could not see, but whom I could feel. And my heart opened. And then, with that open heart, I felt the love. the access code. Now, there's many different ways. When we looked at the scientific research, there's a number of different feelings that we get to that we can enter into and ways of entering into those that help this happen. But what I want to share with you is a simple way that has worked again and again and again for me and for many people. And that's, as I looked at the different feelings that the HeartMath research showed, okay, this causes the change. You can see the change in the heart when you feel this and when you feel that. What they shared was that every time you entered into one of those feelings, the heart felt full. It was a feeling of fullness within a heart. As we feel in those magnificent experiences in our lives that we've all had. You know, you've had them on mountaintops and looking into someone's eyes, and you've had them with little children and dogs that just wiggle and lick. I mean, they're there in so many, many beautiful ways in our lives. And if you look at what you feel, that full heart, the access code, an experience of the access. When you feel that, what happens? Well, we can look at the science and see what happens. But let's look at the consciousness. So I put it to a test, or maybe I should put that differently. Spirit put me to a test. So the experience in just one of those where I got to really check this out was an ordinary, everyday parent experience getting the children to the bus. And my children, well, we kind of ran the morning on the mantra, hurry up or you'll miss the bus. Okay, and affirming that many mornings, you can guess what happened. Okay, so hurry up. And so, things couldn't be found last minute. Jump in the car, get down the hill. And I'm there with the children at the bus stop. And the bus has already gone. And so I'm figuring out how to deal with this now. I can't take them to work because I'll be late for my work. I can't take them to school because I'll be late for my work. Okay, and, you know, I told them again and again, they got to, you know, get early and, you know, get their stuff and, you know, and maybe I should make them walk, but it's 8 miles. And then I thought, well, maybe I should do that checking with my heart thing. Now, I've noticed in my life that I tend to check with my heart when nothing else works. Okay, and it's okay. It seems to be part of our spiritual DNA or something that we do that after we've tried it. So when nothing else was working, I didn't know what to do. And, of course, I knew there was no good answer. So what did I have to lose? So I checked with my heart. Now, what happened was just, you know, touching, focusing my attention on my heart and remembering a moment when my heart was full. Okay, now the moment I remembered was a marvelous experience in Hawaii where Catherine and I were there. We were out in this little raft. We went out whale watching, and wow, did we get to see whales. Not only did they show up, they went under the raft. And they were many times bigger than this tiny little raft. And we're looking down in the water. Whoa! And then they came up and there was one of those kid whales. You know, all the energy, they can't keep it in. Okay. And so this little whale was just jumping up in the air and spinning around. And Mom would come and stay between the raft and the whale. And up again. And it just putting on this marvelous show, getting to watch these amazing creatures. Wow, when I think of it, even now, it was years ago, my heart is so full. Remember a time when your heart was full. Okay, remember. There's a moment. We have moments with children and grandchildren and friends and dogs and mountaintops and redwoods. Remember. Yeah. It's the access code. That feeling upon the heart. Remember. When I did that, what happened was suddenly I was looking at the children differently. I wasn't worried about what went wrong. I was concerned because I realized how stressed out they were. You know, their father saying all morning, you know, hurry up, you're going to miss the bus. Get your stuff, where is it? You know, and then getting in there and, you know, not only did they miss the bus, but they're sitting with their father's not very happy about their missing the bus. Okay? And they've got a full day ahead of them. You know, it's just not that simple to go to school and be a teenager. That's a big thing. And I realized that what they needed was they needed to be feel good about themselves, to be peaceful, to be ready and looking forward to their day. That's what they needed. And then I realized, I'm an adult who has worked for years. In those years, there were a time or two where I practiced showing up late. The universe went on. Sometimes it wasn't even noticed. So, if I showed up, I worked with wonderful, talented, intelligent people. They could obviously continue without me. So I could get there late that day. So I told him, okay, I'll drive you to school. This has been real hectic, so let's just relax and get ready so you can have a good day. Put some music on that would kind of just relax and tune us in. And I said to him, now, when we get home, can we talk about this so we don't do it anymore? And they were real agreeable. They didn't want it either. And we headed down the road, but I headed down the road in a different state of consciousness. I felt good. I was happy. I appreciated my children. And I was ready for a wonderful day. Moments before, I was upset and judgmental, and I had set in motion all the energy to create for them and myself a chaotic day. Different states of consciousness. But in the second one, what showed up was my spiritual heart. Its wisdom, its power. I remember when my heart was full. That was the difference. I remembered when my heart was full. I felt it. Now, with this, my guess is sometime during this next week, there will be something in your world that will have some emotional chaos to it. If not, there was great music this morning, doesn't matter. But just in case, there's an option to connect with your spiritual heart, to pull that wisdom and power into your being by remembering a moment when your heart was full. So when that comes up, just in case, I remember a moment when my heart was full. I remember when my heart was full. Just that thing you were just thinking about, that beautiful full heart memory. I remember when my heart was full. You remember that? Let's say it together. I remember when my heart was full. Yeah, just connecting right into that beautiful memory. Again, I remember when my heart was full. Pulling in the power of your spiritual heart. Again,
I remember when my heart was full.
This week, enjoy entering into that life experience that does what it does. And when it comes up, choose a different state of consciousness where that amazing power of being lets you step forth with the wisdom and the grace with which you really want to create your life, showing up as who we really are. Bless you.